My brothers and sisters, today's feast day is called the Passion of St. John the Baptist. His suffering. We think of the Passion of our Lord, which we can see depicted around the cathedral in every one of our Catholic churches. St. John the Baptist, as you heard in the opening prayer, went before our Lord in a certain sense, laid down his life for Jesus. And it is important for us on this day to think for a moment about how much our Lord, Jesus Christ, loved St. John the Baptist, how much St. John the Baptist meant to him. He was very close to his heart. And so when the news came to Jesus of today's, what we celebrate today, the martyrdom, the passion of St. John the Baptist, our Lord was deeply hurt. St. John the Baptist was able to make such great strides with our Lord because of his profound faith. He looked beyond what people could see and believed in Almighty God. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God," before anyone else knew who he was, because St. John the Baptist had a profound and powerful faith. St. John the Baptist inspires us, my brothers and sisters, to look further than the surface, to look into what God might be doing. St. John the Baptist was able to see the value of marriage and laid down his life for the sanctity of marriage. How many of us would do that same thing, to look beyond what is merely physical and see what is profound and stand up for that, even to the point of death? St. John the Baptist did that, laying down his life for marriage, laying down his life for a sacrament, the sacraments for Christ himself. It is Jesus himself who gives himself to you and to me in this Holy Eucharist. Let us follow in the footsteps of St. John the Baptist.